bridging the gap between askers and guessers. Strategies for improving cross-cultural interactions. As Grace and Allison settled into Allison's room to study, Allison asked, "Do you want anything to eat or drink?" "No, thanks," Grace replied politely, expecting Allison to extend the offer a second time, as was customary in her experience. Moments later, Allison returned with a drink for herself, but nothing for Grace. Allison neither repeated her offer nor suggested sharing her own drink. Grace left Allison's house feeling thirsty, upset, and neglected. This incident illustrates a classic clash between ask and guess cultures. Allison is part of the ask culture, which emphasizes direct verbal communication and assumes people will state their needs clearly. Allison, an asker, tends to ask for what she wants directly, confident that people will respond with yes if they are willing or able, and no if not. In contrast, Grace grew up in the guess culture, where people avoid making direct requests, not wanting to impose or put people on the spot. And although in this culture, one might ask for something when the answer is a guaranteed yes, Grace, a guesser, is accustomed to saying no first before accepting food or drink. Guess culture members are good at reading between the lines. They show their care for others by perceiving their needs. From Grace's perspective, Allison should have offered her a drink again, or simply brought her one, guessing Grace was thirsty.